This is Home Improvement USA, the program where the industry experts give the best information on home improvement products and services. Join us now as we begin this hour of Home Improvement USA.
And welcome to Home Improvement USA, your home improvement information source for well over 20 years. I'm Dave Rush, glad to be with you today, joined by Steve Leventhal in Chicago. Steve, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine as always.
All right.
The best part of the day when we talk.
Okay. Really, is it really, or do you just say that to impress the audience?
I will neither confirm nor deny.
Nor deny, right. Okay. Well, we're going to start off with something kind of interesting here on Home Improvement USA. You know, a lot of times you've got older equipment around the house that you're not using, computer equipment, old DVDs, these types of things, laptops, monitors, printers, all those types of things. How do you get rid of them and what should you do with them? A lot of people call this techno trash. And from a company called Green Disc, we welcome their president and founder, David Beshin. David, how are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Good to have you. As you can hear, he is coming to us via Skype. And Steve, how did you and David hook up? Because you brought him to the show.
Well, just to be honest, you know, as we're decluttering the house here, which is something we've probably needed to do for quite a long time, I was meandering through the closet and I'm looking at my collection of old videotapes. You know, back in the day when before DVRs, when the early, before TiVo, you wanted to record a program, you basically had to go get a blank VHS tape, stick it in the machine, plug it in, program it, and then you could watch it later. Now, of course, that's all moot with the streaming services, you know, and the digital videotape. So in terms of our local Lake County Waste Collection Agency, they take a lot of stuff to be recycled, but the one thing they didn't take was VHS tapes, but they did recommend David's company. So in researching this further, I found out it was quite a fascinating thing. So not only did I want to be a customer, but I invited him to come on the show.
Okay, and it says Green Disc because good planets are hard to find. Okay, so
and
it's
I,
a service.
I thanked him twice.
It's a service to our planet. Okay, so say you have all this stuff and you're in the area where Steve is, and probably Steve is going to go through all of this. So let's kind of walk us through what's going to happen, David, once you get all of Steve's old useless stuff.
Well, our service actually extends to every place in the United States. We have a collection box system where people request a box or they purchase a box. It gets sent to them. We work with a small network of nonprofit workshops around the country. And so we distribute these out, and then the people keep them for as long as they need them. When they're full, they put in all their different electronic waste, their media, old worn out cords, cables, chips, boards, anything, little small accessories. It all goes in there. All this stuff that people don't know where to go with it. And so we then, whenever it's finished, whenever it's full, they just go back online, put in a number that's coded on the back of the box. FedEx comes and takes it away. And then it goes to one of our closest facilities. They open it up, process it, destroy all content, private or proprietary information, and then we recycle all the materials. Everything's done in the United States, and everything stays in the United States, including
all right,
the plastic.
All right, David. I'm looking at these boxes now online. You have two different sizes of what you call techno trash cans, and the one standard is 12 inches by 14.25 by 15.5. So how much does this hold? It appears to me that you can't put a whole lot in there, but I must be wrong.
It holds, the smaller one holds about 35 pounds. We worked with the U.S. Postal Service. We're 25 years old, and we started off very heavily involved with USPS. And so we built to their standards, and not surprisingly, almost every other shipper like FedEx and UPS also worked to their standards. So we developed two sizes. Their top size, where before you get into penalties, if you would, is 70 pounds. So we built a 70-pound box, and then they all requested something in what they call their sweet spot, the 35-pound box. So that's what we really designed to the circumstance, to be opportunistic, give people the most that they could get in there. 70 pounds usually will handle up to a whole computer, even in the old days when you had a monitor attached to it that weighed something.
I mean, think about this, Dave. This is individuals can do this, but also if you're a small business and you want to be eco-friendly, you can buy one of these boxes, put it in your office, put it in your office building, and people can come and put the appropriate trash in there, and then it gets sent off. So these are little freestanding boxes. They're not necessarily something that I'll put into my house unless I'm, you know, I can just take it in a regular box and ship it. And I want you to know, David, I did a little inventory this morning. I've got 300 video cassettes, and that's just the recordable ones, not the ones that are, you know, like a pre-bought, store-bought movies and things like that.
What's on those?
What's on those? Well, yeah. Okay, so I'm glad you asked. So this one here says...
No, I'm not so sure. I'm glad, but let's see.
It's all above board. It's all good stuff. This one says L.A. Loft 1989, so that was one of our favorite shows.
I see. Okay, and you can go get L.A. Law anywhere you want.
Oh yeah, you can get it on a streaming service. So this one says UNC Duke ACC Final 3/12/89. I did tape. I have a lot of sporting events on tape.
And you're not going to save those though? You save those?
Well, the plan is assuming these tapes are and they do degrade, but hopefully if these are still viable, I'm going to take some of the good ones that are sporting events, and convert them to digital files.
Understood.
Steve?
Okay, so the website. Hold
on.
Do you
have a tape player?
Oh, I have several.
You do? Okay, a videotape player. Okay.
Oh yeah.
We have about 40% of what we get is videotape.
The website is greendisc.com. Greendisc.com is the website where you can learn more about taking these things and disposing computer related waste, spent supplies, and obsolete accessories. Now, I have a question for you, David, and David Beshen is with us, the president and founder of Green Disc at greendisc.com. Did you ever think of doing a side business of taking old VHS-type tapes and analog things and turning them into the digital format? Because it seems that one goes hand in hand with the other. And I know there are companies that do that, but had you guys ever thought of that?
Yes, and most of those companies that do that are our clients. We started off as a service to the software industry. We had a very much a commercial bent. We took truckloads of obsolete software and would destroy it in a very audited manner, making sure the content was gone and the materials got recycled. In that case, we made a diskette product, as our name implies. Nowadays, we take CDs, DVDs, we service the software, music, and movie industries. Every major studio, every major publisher has used us. We service 70% of our clients are businesses that use us because they have to have Sarbanes-Oxley or HIPAA compliance rules on the information they keep with their employees. So we protect private or proprietary information, and we notice that this day and age, everybody's a publisher. Everybody, you know, you could have a CD in your house or a DVD in your house that has everything everything about you. And so you want to make sure if you throw that away, that it actually goes away, not just to somebody else. And that's where we come in.
And
we notice that consumers need it, so we develop the smaller package product, and it works nicely. It's convenient.
And think about it, Dave. And back in the day, if you were publishing and you had version one of your software and now you came out with version two, you know, you don't want anybody getting those old ones if they weren't buying them at the same time. You've got to destroy them, as David says.
They didn't want to support two versions, so they would try and destroy it. They destroyed all the old versions. They'd pull them. So I came out of the software industry myself prior to starting Green Disc.
Okay. Now, do you find people and companies sometimes just hang on to this stuff forever for some reason?
Forever.
And why do they do that?
We're right now, our biggest piece of business right now is we're doing the Library of Congress. They're letting go of everything. So they're doing exactly what you were talking about before. We have two different contracts, one for all their audio and another one for all their imaging. So we're destroying every physical piece of media in the Library of Congress eventually over the next few years. They'll keep some, but they're basically transferring everything to digital format.
right. David Beshin from Green Disc. Their website, greendisc.com. If you want to get your techno trash disposed of, and I would think you guys are really busy because it sounds like it makes total sense and you're providing a service that most anybody needs. I bet you right now, whoever's listening, you can look around their house and say, I've got a few pounds I could put in a box right now.
More than a few if they start looking.
So, David, we've talked all about the service. The one aspect we really haven't covered is what does it cost?
Well, it's about $45 for the small box and about $90 for the tall box. And that includes everything. Shipping the box to you, the shipping back, all processing, and then the audit reports that you receive at the end of the transaction. And in many cases, that makes it a lot cheaper for particularly businesses or people that just want to make sure that they really got recycled and don't want to have to haul it someplace.
All right. Very good. Well, David, we sure appreciate you coming on the show. And this is something that I think is very useful to most everybody listening here. David Beshin, president and founder, Green Disc, and their website, greendisc.com, disc with a K, greendisc.com. And we got a lot more on the show, so stay with us right here on Home Improvement USA.
One topic that should never go out of style is recycling. I'm Danny Lippard with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about why it's important and how you can help right after this.
Thankfully, spring is on the way. Warmer temperatures, trees blooming, and a whole new list of projects to tackle around the house. Whatever your springtime project, look to Titebond for the help you need to get it done. Titebond has everything from trusted wood glues to reliable sealants to an entire lineup of construction adhesives. So this spring, trust what the pros choose. Trust Titebond for glues, sealants, and adhesives. For more information, visit Titebond.com or see them on Facebook.
There are a lot of facets to this idea of living a more environmentally friendly life. Conserving energy, conserving water, using materials from sustainable sources, but the one I like best is recycling. One of the labels you often see on recycled goods is post-consumer recycling. This is one of the greenest forms of recycling because the material has served its purpose, paper, cardboard, aluminum cans, or plastic bottles, but instead of clogging a landfill somewhere, it's being reused. We're saving landfill space, saving the energy used to acquire the raw materials, and saving the materials themselves. So make the decision to recycle at home and look for that post-consumer label when you're shopping for new items. If we each contribute a little now, we all win in the long run. I'm Danny Lifford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
Back on the show, Home Improvement USA, Dave Rush joined by Steve Leventhal. And how about some heating and air conditioning, Steve? Are you in the mood for that right now?
Especially when the temperature rises, yes.
Okay. Well, or goes way down with air conditioning, whatever. Whatever the season. But joining us right now from Fujitsu General America's Ductless Heating and Cooling Systems, he is the Vice President and Member of Board of Directors for Fujitsu General America, Roy Kutzera. Roy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. Glad to be here.
All right, good to have you. Say hello, Steve.
Yeah, everybody should be glad to be on this show, Dave.
That's right. Except probably me sometimes, and probably you sometimes, because it's so much work, but it's fun. Anyway, Roy, let's talk about this now. Tell us a bit about your company, and then we'll move into some specifics.
Sure. Fujitsu General America is part of a large global organization selling ductless mini splits, which is a ductless heating and cooling product. Very familiar to those who have traveled overseas, very popular in Asia and Europe. In the United States, we provide mini split technology to whole homes, businesses, as well as spot cooling solutions. We sell it into the United States and Canada through this office.
All right. Tell us what a mini split is.
Sure. A mini split is in a central air system, you have your outdoor unit connected to an indoor unit that either sits on top of a furnace or sits inside of an air handler, which moves the air through ductwork to condition the rooms in your home. In a mini split, we are basically condensing that system into smaller components. So we're, instead of losing the capacity through ductwork, we're bringing the air to the individual spaces through smaller indoor units so that we don't have ductwork in the walls or in the attic where your conditioning space you don't live in. Instead, the units are typically found in the living space or close to the living space to be able to condition them much more efficiently.
All right. Tell us what it looks like.
Sure. We have indoor units that vary. You have a wall-mounted unit that looks like an appliance. It's approximately 30 inches wide and about 10 or 11 inches tall and sits about 8 inches off the wall. And it's tied through copper tubing, thin wall copper tubing that runs the refrigerant from the indoor unit to the outdoor unit in a simple single zone system. That refrigerant lines enable us to run the unit. Most of our units are a heat pump, which means that we remove heat from the home and reject it outside. And when we're running it in heating mode, we reverse the compressor and pull heat from the air and introduce it into the home. Despite how cold the atmosphere gets outside, the refrigerant is colder than that, so we can still extract heat from the air to be able to condition the home for heating purposes. We can do that all the way down to minus 15 degree ambient temperature outside and still provide heating to a home.
So let me see if I get this straight, because sometimes I get confused.
Right, really? Sure. Oh, yeah. Sometimes?
A couple times a show, really. But, Roy, does this mean you don't need that one unit that's cranking out either the AC or the heat through all the ducts? That just goes away?
Sure. Basically, you have individual temperature control for a space. We have units that go from a one indoor unit to one outdoor unit, all the way up to 8 indoor units to one outdoor unit. So you can have an individual unit in each room in your home, set them to different temperatures. One of the most common problems with a central air system in a house is the upstairs is warmer than the downstairs. And in order to get the upstairs cold enough, you wind up having to put a jacket on downstairs. And that's because the ductwork is being provided. It's like an on or an off system, where the ductless mini splits, we run inverter technology, which means that they're running off of variable speed compressors that can ramp up or down to provide just the amount of cooling needed wherever it's needed in the home. So if you're not occupying a room, you're an empty nester, or you're away at work, or you're only going to bed at night, why condition the entire home when you're only in a portion of the home? Condition the part that you're using to save energy.
Exactly. Okay, Steve.
Well, yeah. So my question was, is this something to retrofit a house, or are you really looking at new construction when you're planning to build, let's say, or remodel your house?
You can do either. We have equipment that, again, let's say that you have a central air system and you're going to add an addition to your home. Instead of extending the ductwork on your central air system, taxing the compressor, consuming more energy, it's easy to take that addition and have it be separately controlled by a mini split instead of having, say, a window unit or a PTAC be installed. Having the mini split installed will give you a quiet, cool, comfortable way of conditioning that space without putting any additional burden on your central air system. For new construction, we do it through Energy Star Homes. We'll put mini split technology in for whole home solutions. And we also have a commercial product that goes all the way up to 30 tons of capacity. And they can be mated together in banks to control whole high-rises with this type of technology.
All right. Very interesting. Roy Kutsera is with us. He's the Senior VP and member of the Board of Directors for Fujitsu General America. And we're talking about their ductless heating and cooling systems here on the program. So maybe I might be a perfect example for this. I have a condo in Arizona, and my AC unit is about 20 years old now. It needs work. I was thinking about totally getting rid of it and getting a new one. But something like this might work instead, right?
Yes, we could. Instead of when you install a central air system from scratch in the house, you have to give up closet space in order to run ductwork. A lot of times homes in the United States are designed for heating applications, and the ductwork was sized for much smaller because you use smaller ductwork when you're heating. So when you try to run central air through the same ductwork, it doesn't work as efficiently. In Arizona, obviously, you wouldn't have the heating concern, but you would have concern over the ability to install a replacement system. Many areas of the country have, if you start to adjust anything with the ductwork needs to be recertified, and you have to incur the expense of recertifying all the ductwork in your house when you might only be making a change to a small addition to your home. But we could drill a hole, about a 3-inch diameter hole that runs the copper tubing lines, the drain line, the electrical line from the indoor unit to the outdoor unit, and be able to add one or multiple indoor units, depending upon how much of the home you would like to condition.
All right, Roy Kutsera with us. What about cost on some of these things? What are we looking at?
The payback for our mini splits is extremely well, because we can save you somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40% on your utility bill compared to the central air alternative. The cost of the equipment is a little bit more upfront, but the labor is a little bit less because compared to installing the ductwork, we're just running copper tubing lines throughout the home instead of having to find places to put ductwork in registers. Because of that, we wind up with a relatively short payback on savings to pay for the air conditioning equipment.
Okay. And where are you selling most of these? Homes, businesses, combination of the two? Where's the thrust of your business so far?
We actually sell a lot in both residential and commercial applications. You can go to a small hometown today and you'll find us in pizza parlors and bakeries and shops, as well as you'll find us in school systems and nursing homes and high-rise buildings. And then in residential applications, we do everything from a garage that's being converted in Florida home to a log cabin in Montana. We see that the retrofit opportunities tend to be in the northern climate homes. We do an excellent job on the heating side of the equation, and that enables consumers to qualify for rebates from the utility or the government. That varies state by state.
All right, Roy, well, give us your website where people can find out more.
Sure. Come visit us at constantcomfort.com. That's www.constantcomfort.com.
All right? ConstantComfort.com. Fujitsu, General America, ductless heating and cooling system. Roy Kutsera with us. Roy, thanks very much for coming on the program, and good luck to you with all of this. It sounds like it really makes a lot of sense, and I don't see why you're not going to make a lot of headway with this.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Have a great day. All right, Roy. Take care very much. Steve, good idea.
Oh, yeah. I see you contacting him off air trying to make a deal.
Yeah, really. Roy, you know, you got to advertise these things out there. No, I'm not going to do that. That's not the way we operate here at Home Improvement USA, or at least we don't tell anybody that we do anyway. So with Steve Leventhal, I'm Dave Rush. It is Home Improvement USA, and we invite you to our websites, homeimprovementusa.com and homeimprovementusa.fm. Good information up there. You can also listen to us stream 24/7 home improvement programming, a variety of shows at homeimprovementusa.com.
You know, sometimes when you compare prices on products, you think to yourself, what difference does it make? The rates are all about the same anyway. But sometimes the rates are very different. Let me give you an example where there's a huge difference in pricing between companies. Vehicle protection plans. Look, if your car is 4 years or older, having a vehicle protection plan is a no-brainer. The trick is not to overpay for it. Here are the facts. The average price of a vehicle protection plan is $2,800, while the price of a TOCO warranty vehicle protection plan for most vehicles is just $1,500. The average down payment on a vehicle protection plan is $299. With TOCO warranty, there's no down payment. The average monthly payment on a vehicle protection plan is more than $160 a month. With TOCO, the average monthly payment is just $49. To get a highly rated vehicle protection plan at a great low rate, call TOCO Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-605-3081 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-605-3081. That's 800-605-3081.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
Welcome back to the show, Home Improvement USA. Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. And glad to have you with us today on the program. Now, from the company Scott's, our old friend Ashton Ritchie joins the program. Ashton, welcome back to Home Improvement USA, my friend. How are you doing?
It's great to talk to you again, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Steve, say hello to Mr. Ritchie.
The man with the plan to fix my garden and everything that ails in it.
Hello, Steve.
All right, Ashton. Now, I'm going to throw some new things at you here on this edition of Home Improvement USA.
Okay, don't make it too tough.
Okay, we talk about a lot of different things here on the program, but I want to talk about different regions and lawn care in different regions, because we all think, well, the Midwest, and that's pretty vanilla, but there are places like Florida, Arizona, Washington State that's got a lot of moisture. There's different places out there in the country that are a little bit off from the norm. So let's first start with Florida, okay? If you're in the, let's say, mid-late summer, getting into fall to mid-late fall, what are some things you should be doing in those months in a place like Florida?
Okay, well, you mentioned there, you know, like four different areas in the U.S. Basically, you need to understand that there's different kinds of grasses. And the kinds of grasses that grow in the south, we usually call them the southern grasses, like St. Augustine grass, Bermuda grass, Zoysia grass, Bahia grass. They like the hotter temperatures, and then they don't do so well when it gets cold. And in the north, you have the cooler season grasses, like bluegrass, fescue, ryegrass, and bentgrass, and they like the cooler weather, but they don't do so good when it gets hot. So obviously in Florida and throughout the southeast, the warm season grasses do best, and you're sitting there in summer, and it's hot as the dickens out there, but those grasses really love it. They love to be fed with a good lawn food, but most important, they need to be protected from insects that like to get in there and thin them out and kill out the grass. So you use a good insect control, a granular insect control you spread on the lawn using your lawn spreader, something like the Ortho Bug Be Gone Max, and that gives you a couple of months' worth of protection from chinch bugs, sod webworm, cutworm, army worms, all those, plus fleas and ticks to get fire ants. So it's all the kinds of critters that you find in the lawn, and that's what you want to do in the summer if you live in Florida, if you live in Texas, if you live across the southeast.
Okay, Ashton, and before we get into some different areas, tell us about Scotts, your company, what you do, and who you are.
Okay, well, I'm actually been with the Scotts Company for 40 years. I was a county extension agent before that, and the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company is the largest supplier of lawn and garden products, and we pride ourselves on the fact that all the products are driven by good, solid research. We have a lot of agronomists and horticulturists and entomologists and plant pathologists. They're all sitting there working on making products that are easy to use and will do the job that you expect them to do. So we sell products internationally. And I think probably one of the neatest things we have for all your listeners out there is we have a website at scotts.com that you can find out what to do on your lawn. So say if you were in Florida and you were sitting there, maybe you're riding in your car and you're listening to this and you thought, wow, what did he say now? If you go to scotts.com, you can sign up for free email reminders by putting in your zip code and your name and then and your email address, and then we will send you little bits of information all throughout the year telling you what to do and when to do it on your grasses. And the information is tailored right to your neighborhood because it's driven by the zip code where you live. And you can do that whether you're in Seattle, whether you're in Boston, or whether you're in Phoenix. So scotts.com is where you can sign up for these free email reminders.
Well, Ashton, it sounds like the business has changed quite a bit. It sounds, especially if you're talking about having a lot of people with probably with PhDs after their names. It's gotten a lot more high tech, I imagine, than when you first started.
Yeah, it used to be a few researchers, and now we've got literally hundreds of folks that are doing research. Plus, we work with a lot of the universities like Texas A&M and Michigan State and Virginia Tech and the land grant universities where they do a lot of turf grass research. We're also working with them. So it's all about trying to make it easy so that you as a homeowner don't have to be a horticulturist or an agronomist to figure out what to do and when to do it to have a great looking lawn and have a nice garden.
Well, Ashton Ritchie is with us from the Scotts Company, and he's been there 40 years. That's pretty impressive. It really is to work somewhere for 40. You must have started when you were like four or something like that.
Yeah, I was a mere ute when I started. I think it was back when I first saw you years and years and years ago. We were both mere utes at that time.
Right. I was five when you met. Now I'm 25. Right. Anyway.
Dave was a broadcasting prodigy.
Yeah, well, not really. We talked about Florida. Now let's move to a totally different area, Arizona. If you're in the summer, moving into the fall, that time of the year, what do you do in a hot place like Arizona for the grass and the lawns there?
Now, if you have some grass, a lot of times you have gravel or rocks or, you know, desertscaping, but if you have some grass, say, around the pool in your backyard, it's probably going to be Bermuda grass, and it does like to be fed. You want to feed it during the summer. And going on through the warm time of the year, that's what Bermuda grass likes.
Okay. And, you know, if you're in Arizona, how do you protect your grass from the heat that you see in the hot sun in Arizona?
Well, the Bermuda grass likes the heat, and it's just all about giving it a good deep watering a couple of times a week, meaning that you want to put down at least a half inch of water twice a week, and then feeding it. Feeding it with something like Scott's Turf Builder. You'll find that the Turf Builder in your local area is designed for your area. For example, we have a Southern Turf Builder, and we have a Turf Builder that another one that we sell in the north. So just picking up the Scott's Turf Builder and feeding it regularly, it tells you on the package how often to feed. It's usually about four times a year. Really makes a big difference in having a nice strong root system so that the grass can stand up to the hot summer.
All right, Ashton, now let's move to Washington State. A lot of moisture there, a lot of rain, temperatures and the climate much different than Florida or Arizona. So what do you do in a climate where you get so much moisture and rain?
Well, up in the Northwest, the cool season grasses like the fescues and ryegrasses and do very well. And as you go all the way across the north, whether you're in the northwest where we get a lot of rain and you might be putting down a moss control in your lawn early in the spring, all the way across to New England, as you're coming out of summer going into fall, the thing you want to realize is that as you get into the cooler weather, you really want to feed your grass. I might sound like a broken record saying feed your grass regularly, but it's very important for these cool season grasses as they come out of the summer, since they don't like all the heat, is to feed your grass at least twice, once, say, around the end of the summer, and then once after we get into October. And those two feedings with something like the Scott's Turf Builder, followed by the Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard as your last feeding of the year, will help drive root growth that you're going to need both now and next year. So that's for the Northwest, and as you move across to the Midwest, Chicago, all the way across to Boston, that's the same thing. It's the same drill. It's the same kind of grass. You want to feed it twice in late summer and then again in fall.
Okay, and then lastly, let's go to the very northeast tip of the U.S., up in Maine, that area. Are there differences in how you take care of your lawn there?
Not so much. Again, we just want to feed it twice in the fall. I will say, though, that all the way across the north, whether you're in Seattle, Portland, all the way across to Boston, Maine, this is a great time of year as you're coming out of summer going into fall to plant new grass seed. The soil is warm, and the grass seed comes up fast, and you just pick the grass seed that's designed for your situation, whether you have sun or whether you have part shade, or full shade, or you want drought tolerance. You pick that Scott's Turf Builder grass seed blend for your situation, put down some starter fertilizer the same day you seed, and you can get new grass up and growing. If you just had a few bare spots, we have a product called Scott's Easy Seed. It's a letter E, the letter Z, and that's designed for patching up bare spots. And this is the time of year for all of the northern areas, New England, all the way across the Midwest, through the Northwest to plant new grass seed.
Ashton, I got to tell you, we took down, since our kids are pretty much grown up now, the old swing set, and of course it had this huge bare patch where there never got any sun. So we did put some of that grass seed down. It was amazing how it all just kind of filled in, and you can't even tell where the old line of demarcation was.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The Scott's Easy Seed is really a neat product. It's got the starter fertilizer in it. It's got the really good grass seed. And it's got this mulch that's very absorbent. You shake it on, and it's a light brown color. When you wet it, it turns dark brown. It expands, hugging the grass seed, protecting it, keeping it moist while it's starting to germinate. And then it changes color right in front of you when it needs to be watered again. It goes back to light brown. You water it, it turns dark brown, so you have that indicator on there. And so it's really, really good for patching bare spots in the lawn.
Very good. Ashton Ritchie, the Scott's Company, scotts.com is the website. We sure appreciate you coming on the show again, Ashton. And, of course, we have you on throughout the year. Always a good time and good information. Ashton Ritchie from the Scott's Company, have a great remainder of your day.
Thanks, David. Thanks to both of you guys. I really enjoyed talking with you.
I just wonder, he said he started as an agricultural extension agent. I wonder if he knew Hank Kimball, from Hooterville.
We were trying to get out of the segment, Steve. Nice. Very smooth. Very smooth, Steve. Okay. Goodbye, Ashton.
Bye. You guys have a great day.
All right. Goodbye. Broadcasting lessons will begin with Steve in 1 week. All right. We'll be back with a lot more. It's Home Improvement USA, your information source for home improvement guests, experts, all of that good stuff right here on Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. We've got a lot more on the show, so stay with us here on Home Improvement USA.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
Welcome back to the show, Home Improvement USA. Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. And you know, Steve, we are an environmentally friendly program. Have been for a long time now, of course. And our next guest is from a company called Envirolet Premium Composting Toilet Systems. Okay, I came across this on the web. I said, ha, there's something that would fit right into the Home Improvement USA radio extravaganza. So we bring in their Vice President of Sales, Tara Del Avera. Tara, welcome to the show today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Dave and Steve.
All right. Good to be with you. Steve, say hello to our guest here.
Hello. Hello. Good day. How are you?
Hi there.
All right. And if you go to their website, Envirolet, and I'm going to spell it out for you, Envirolet. Envirolet.com. You'll see what we're talking about here. Actually endorsed by Ed Begley Jr. There's a picture of Ed Begley Jr.
Oh, well, there you go. That's good enough for me.
Tara, have you ever met Ed Begley Jr.? Just wondering.
I have met him on many occasions. He's a really cool guy. He's funny. He's really friendly.
All right. What was the show that he was big on? I forget. Do you know
Saint Elsewhere.
Saint Elsewhere. There it was. Okay. Well, and he's kind of an environmental guy, right, Tara?
Yes, he sure is. He not only speaks for environmental causes, but he also lives it and has been doing it since the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah, he was green before it was cool to be green.
Exactly.
Like I was country when country wasn't cool. He was green when green wasn't
cool. Well, I wouldn't go that far, Dave.
Okay, Tara. All right, let's talk about this, okay? Envirolet Premium Composting Toilet Systems. First off, how does a composting toilet system work? Tell us I've never used one. What's it all about?
You've never used a toilet?
Stop, Steve. Just stop, okay? Just take 3 to 4 minutes off right now. Mark, okay? Go ahead, Tara. Tell us about this.
Okay, so with a composting toilet, the premise is that approximately 90% of all of our waste is made up of water. We evaporate the water away from the waste, reduce the balance to a compost soil that's safe to use in your garden.
So, but how does it work? Take me through the process of how it's done.
Okay, so inside the system, what it's doing is it's circulating air around the mass and warming it up even further than what it already does in nature. It evacuates the liquid through the vent, and then the balance breaks down to a soil that's typically removed once or twice a year by the homeowner.
Okay, so you really don't have to do any work except for once or twice a year with these things, right?
Yes, that's right. So you don't have to hire out, for example, a pump truck that would be required for holding tanks.
Okay, so the holding tank is right there within the system itself?
Yeah, well, this is actually an alternative to a holding tank or a septic. So it's much smaller. It has a very small footprint, about 2 to 3 feet. And it's above ground, and okay. You can manage it yourself.
Okay, very good. What do these run cost-wise? What are we looking at here as far as what it costs?
Our waterless systems start around $2,000, and these are complete black water treatment systems. And then we have advanced systems that are more aesthetically pleasing. A lot of people are getting them for their homes now or eco resorts, and they run up to be about $5,000.
Okay, so that's another question I was going to ask. Who are your customers? Where are you finding your sales coming from on a product like this?
Cabins and cottage owners are high. People who are interested in sustainable development is a new thing for us, and that is really coming into the forefront because of the appearance of our new EnviroLab FlushSmart VF system.
Okay, and I was gonna touch on that too, Tara.
Okay.
With people having, you know, the environment more on the forefront of their mind now, have you found in recent years that just that aspect of it has helped increase your sales?
It sure has. So people really are looking for an alternative. They want something that's more sustainable. And approximately 25% of homes currently are on septic tanks. And a lot of those septic tanks are old, and they are contaminating the land. Those came from their ancestors, and now they're looking at their land and saying, I need to do something different here. And then they come across us, which is just like a regular toilet, but it's greener and easier to manage, and it's not going to contaminate the land.
Okay. Now, the flushing system, describe what that is on a system like yours, or is there one?
We do. We have a regular ceramic toilet. It uses only 0.2 liters of water per flush, which is an unbelievably low amount of water. It pumps the waste through, pulverizes and aerates it into the composter. So as far as the user's concerned, it just looks like a regular toilet. And on the other side is where the composting is taking place.
Is there, and we're talking with Tara Del Avera, she's Vice President of Sales for EnviroLet Premium Composting Toilet Systems, and their website again, EnviroLet, EnviroLet.com. Wouldn't it be the case these days then where you could introduce this into a whole building project of, say, if somebody's doing a bunch of condominiums or townhomes or things like that? Are you finding that that's maybe an area where you're finding sales?
We are, and we're getting projects like eco resorts and locations around the world where they need to pay more attention to what's happening with their waste. And so big developments like big builders are starting to look to us for solutions like that, where all of the composters are located centrally in the building, and their service technician that's on site can manage them. But each of the individual apartments or condos would have their own toilet.
Gotcha. Okay. Tell us a bit about the company, EnviroLet. I know it's a subsidiary of Sancor. Just tell us about your company.
Yeah, so Sancor Industries started over 35 years ago with the EnviroLet brand, and it started in the Toronto area of Ontario, Canada, and we are still here. We're manufacturing on-site here using components made in the United States and Canada still to this day.
All right, very good. And you sell what, worldwide or just in North America? What's your sales region?
North America, of course, is our base, but we are definitely worldwide. We ship direct from here in Canada all over the world. And, you know, we travel around and we look for locations where our toilets would be helpful.
Well, it's the show's called Home Improvement USA, Tara, but I spend a considerable amount of time in Canada because my wife is Canadian. So I've been to Oshawa, and maybe if I play my cards right, I'll get a tour of your...
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, sucking up to the interviewee.
All right, what's your question, Steve? Well, your timeout is over. You're out of the penalty box. Go ahead.
I was just curious, what is your fastest growing market area?
I would say that definitely people have recreational properties like cabins and cottages that are becoming even more important to people these days than they were before. People are spending more time there. They're looking at retirement there. And, of course, they want all the luxuries in their recreational property that they do in their main home. And so I'm seeing even more growth there. And people are spending more money on their recreational properties, and they're looking at our high-end systems at this time.
Okay. Well, I was also curious. I know that Americans have gotten very environmentally conscious. Are there any other parts of the world that have shown you to be environmentally conscious and buying your product?
You don't have to answer that if it's a question that throw you off, Tara. But if you can think about it, go ahead.
I apologize
for Steve. Sorry.
We've been communicating with China in terms of development for them. So we are still manufacturing here, but selling to them. So that's a different way of doing things. And it's we're starting to understand that they're looking to make some very strong changes over there, and we think we can help them.
Hey, not a bad market. There's what, 3 mm-hmm. billion people or something over there?
Exactly.
There's a lot of potential.
3 billion? Do your math. It's about a billion. Still a lot.
You sure? You sure it's not 3 billion? Okay, I'm gonna have to look that up. Anyways, well, this is very interesting. And then one last question for you. Toilets, your conventional toilets come in smaller sizes. Some are taller, some are elongated. How about yours? How do your models come look?
Okay, so if you're looking at a waterless all-in-one system, which is sort of a standard composting toilet, the classic we call it, because that's our original one from the 70s, of course, that's a larger design. The composting takes place in the bathroom, odor-free operation, really simple to install and works in any environment. So whether it's a rustic cabin or even your home as a basement toilet or a secondary toilet, that will certainly work for you. If you want something that's, more like a regular looking toilet, we have waterless options that are small, just looks like the size of a regular toilet. Composting is in the basement or underneath the in a crawl space. Or we have systems where gravity is not required. So you have a beautiful ceramic-looking toilet. A few different options are there to choose from, and then they pump out to the composter, which could be anywhere on the property and could actually be servicing two bathrooms at two different locations on the property. So, for example, you could have a workshop in your garage, have a toilet there, as well as one in the home, and they could be both serviced from the same composter.
Very good. Tara De La Vera, thank you very much, VP of Sales, EnviroLet Premium Composting Toilet Systems. Have a great day. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Dave and Steve. I really appreciate it.
Back with a lot more on the show. Stay with us.
A rocking chair can be relaxing no matter what time of the day, but there's one seat in the house you don't want to rock. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned for some tips to put an end to rocking toilets right after this.
Bonding heavy materials to vertical surfaces requires an adhesive with grabbing power you can trust. TightBond's Ultimate Tight Grab Adhesive is an advanced formula with twice the initial vertical bond strength of most other similar adhesives.
Just press the work into place and go. TightGrab, the game-changing adhesive that lets you bond heavy materials to vertical surfaces with confidence. Available at select Lowe's locations. Visit TightBond.com for details.
Be honest, when you sit down on a toilet, the last thing you want is for it to rock from side to side. In many cases, a simple plastic wedge placed under the toilet, followed by a bead of caulk around the base where the toilet meets the floor, will solve the problem. Sometimes it's just a loose toilet bolt that needs to be tightened. But if the bolt is spinning in place, try this. Remove the nut and the washer on the bolt and carefully inject either an epoxy glue or construction adhesive into the base of the bolt. Don't get any adhesive on the threads of the bolt. Allow this adhesive to dry overnight, then replace the washer and nut and tighten it to eliminate the rocking. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
The Year in Sports. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1985 on The Year in Sports. Stanford University was the scene of Super Bowl XIX, hyped as the battle between two great quarterbacks. Ultimately, Joe Montana would lead the 49ers to victory over Dan Marino and the Dolphins 30-16. In basketball, Brett Musburger, Dick Stockton, and Tom Heinsohn grabbed the mics for CBS's coverage of the NBA championship. The Lakers defeated the Celtics 4-2 to defeat the Celtics for the first time in Laker history in the NBA Finals. The 1985 World Series, known as the Show Me Series because both teams are in Missouri, saw the Kansas City Royals beating out the St. Louis Cards 4-3. In hockey, this Stanley Cup was the first to feature two Canadian teams since 1967. The Montreal Canadiens defeated the Calgary Flames 4-1 in the final series to win the Stanley Cup. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1985 on The Year in Sports. The Year in Sports. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1991 on The Year in Sports. The Washington Redskins led the NFC in 91 with a 17-2 record. They went on to win the Super Bowl over the Bills 37-24. Firsts and lasts happened in NBA action. 91 was the first NBA Finals broadcast by NBC. It was Michael Jordan's first NBA Finals appearance and Magic Johnson's last. The Bulls took home court advantage over the LA Lakers 4-1. The 1991 World Series was ranked by ESPN to be the best ever played, with five of its games being decided by a single run. Four games decided in the final at-bat and three games going into extra innings. At the close of the series, it was the Twins over the Braves 4-3. Two in a row for the Pittsburgh Penguins. They won the Stanley Cup over the Chicago Blackhawks in the best-of-seven series 4-0. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1991 on The Year in Sports.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Chicago Cubs, and I would like to invite you to check out Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame series. These commemorative audio tributes celebrate the greatest baseball announcers of all time. Harry Carey, Jack Buck, Bob Uecker, Harry Callis, Marty Brenneman, Red Barber, Milo Hamilton, and Dave Niehaus. These CDs are a collection of highlights, history, humorous stories, and Hall of Fame speeches. Available now at BaseballVoices.com. That's BaseballVoices.com.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.com.